This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa in New Delhi on a five-day official visit to India. Minister Dr. Dewa to hold bilateral talks with Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar on strengthening Nepal-India relations and boosting cooperation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli receives briefing on glacial lake outburst at Thame River in Solukhumbu district. Prime Minister commits to providing immediate assistance to flood survivors. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel in his latest effort to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa is in New Delhi on a five-day official visit to India at the cordial invitation of her Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar. She reached the Indian capital yesterday. This is her first visit to the southern neighbour since they assumed the office. During the visit, the Foreign Affairs Minister will hold a bilateral meeting with her Indian counterpart, focusing on matters of bilateral interest, cooperation, and the strengthening of bilateral relations. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the visit is a part of exchange of high-level visits between Nepal and India. The visit is expected to consolidate the old-age, deep, and multifaceted bilateral relations. The minister is scheduled to return home on the 22nd of August. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has been briefed about the glacial lake outburst at Thame River in Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 of Solukhumbu District. Defence Minister Manabir Rai, people's representatives and high-level officials of the concerned authorities who returned after inspecting the flood-affected area, briefed Prime Minister Oli in the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday. Prime Minister Oli expressed commitment to making immediate decisions to provide required assistance to the flood survivors from the central government. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, has directed for swift restoration of communication services at Thame village of Solukhumbu district by making alternative arrangement. A flash flood was caused in the Thame River by the outburst of two small glacial lakes, thereby damaging Thame village of Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5, on 16th of August. Minister Gurung instructed for communication reset after the people's representatives reported him about the incident and the area experiencing a disruption in the essential service, which the area is also a major tourist destination in the region. The flash flood severely damaged individual and public infrastructures as well as powerhouse, leading to disruption in electricity and telecommunication services, among other such damages. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the spokespersons to destroy the efforts being made to break the national unity by inciting the people in various names. Addressing the opening session of the third meeting of the Central Committee of Nepal Sports Federation yesterday, the Prime Minister insisted on maintaining the national unity, as many forces were trying to break the national unity in the name of religion, ethnicity and caste, and evoke the people. Prime Minister Oli said sports sector does not belong to any particular caste or religion, and athletes are represented based on their excellence. The National Assembly has unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration on investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Bill, Third Amendment, which was received from the House of Representatives along with the message. In yesterday's meeting of the Upper House, the proposal tabled by National Assembly Chairman Naren Prasad Dahal for the decision was approved unanimously. Earlier, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, tabled the proposal at the National Assembly seeking consideration. Preparations are going on to implement the NRN Nepal Development Fund. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Vishnu Prasad Paudel, Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA President Dr. Badri Kesi, Founding President Dr. Upendra Mahato and others met at the Finance Ministry yesterday to discuss about the fund. According to the Secretariat of the Finance Minister, the meeting agreed to complete all the procedures for bringing the fund into operation by the first week of September 2024. The Janai Purnima festival is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is observed by mainly the Hindus in the country, but other religions also celebrate the festival in their own way. On the occasion of Janai Purnima, the Tagadharis, or those who wear the Janai, which is the sacred thread, change the thread today after having a haircut and a bath. According to the tradition, Hindus receive the Raksha Bandhan thread, which is tied around the wrist as an amulet. The yellow thread is purified through the chanting of mantras by Brahmin priest as a symbol of protection from fear, anxiety and disease. The occasion is also observed as Guni Puni or Kwanti Puni by the Newar community. Kwanti, a soup prepared from 9 different beans, is a special delicacy which is well known as a Nepali delicacy around the world. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel in his latest effort to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. His 9th trip to the region since the war began in October comes days after the U.S. presented a modified proposal aimed at bridging long-standing gaps between the two sides. The U.S. has expressed optimism about a deal since talks resumed in Doha last week, but Hamas says suggestions of progress are an illusion. Differences are set to include whether Israeli troops will be required to withdraw fully from the Gaza Strip, as Hamas insists. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, and at a few places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, and Sudur Pashchim Province. There were also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province and Madhes Province, and at one or two places of Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa in New Delhi on a 5-day official visit to India. Minister Dr. Dewa to hold bilateral talks with Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar on strengthening Nepal-India relations and boosting cooperation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli receives briefing on glacier lake outburst at Thame River in Solukhumbu district. Prime Minister commits to providing immediate assistance to flood survivors. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel in his latest effort to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.